Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the second parak of Maseches Moed Katan, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hay. So the Mishnah is going to talk about things that are usur on Chol HaMoed that do not involve Melacha. So, in Lochin Batim Avadim Behema, Elul Tzorach HaMoed, even making purchases of houses, of Avadim, of animals, is only if you need them for Yom Tov. Ol Tzorach HaMocher She'en Lo Mayochal, or the guy that's selling it doesn't have any food to eat, and he needs to do business in order to put food on his table, so then you're allowed to buy from him on Chol HaMoed. Another thing that's usur because of tircha, ein mefanin mi bayis lebayis. You're not allowed to move things from one house to another house that's far away on Chol HaMoed, because that's a lot of tircha, and everyone's going to see that tircha. Avon mefanin lechatzer, but you're allowed to take things out of your house and bring them to another house that's within the same chatzer, because that's not so much tircha, it's just next door, and it's more private because it's within a chatzer, so people aren't going to see it as much. Sometimes it's usher to carry things even not so far. Ein mevin kelim mibesu uman. You're not allowed to bring home your kelim from an uman's house where he was working on them, because people might think that you gave it to him to do the repairs on Chol HaMoed itself, and that you're not allowed to do. Im choshish lem, but if you're worried that they might get stolen from the beis uman, then mefanin lechatzer acheres, and you're allowed to move them from the Uman's house to a different chatzer. Just, you're not allowed to bring them to your own house, meaning you could bring them to a chatzer that's near the Uman's house, and if you can't do that, then you could bring it home also, as long as it's not something that's seen by the Rabbim. Now, the last Mishnah in Perek Beis, Mishnah Hay, tells us, Mechapin es hakatzios bakash. You're allowed to cover cut figs that are spread out in a field with straw on Chol HaMoed, so that to prevent it from getting ruined by the rain. Meaning, normally they would dry their figs and they would make fig cakes out of them, and they would last for a very long time. So they would cut off the tops of the figs so that the juices would drain out, and then they would spread them out on the field to dry out in the sun, and then they would press them all together into these fig cakes. So to protect the figs from the rain, they would cover them with straw. You're allowed to do that on Chol HaMoed, even though that involves a lot of tircha, and the figs aren't really needed for the Yom Tov, because it's Davar HaAved. They'll get ruined if they get rained on. So for the sake of Davar HaAved, we're allowed to do that. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Af Ma'avin, you're even allowed to make a thick pile of cut figs in order that the top figs will protect the bottom figs from the rain, even though that involves even more tircha than covering them with straw would involve. Now, generally speaking, you're allowed to buy and sell only things that you need, that are tzarchei hamoed. Mochri peres ksus ukelim, mochri mitzinu letzarch hamoed. People who sell fruit and clothing and kelim, you're allowed to sell them only in private for the Tzorach HaMoed. You're not allowed to sell them publicly. A similar thing when it comes to professionals doing their trades on Chol HaMoed for the sake of Chol HaMoed needs. Hatzayodin v'hadoshoshos v'hagorosos osin betzina l'tzorach HaMoed. People who are trappers of animals, and people who pound grain, and people who grind beans, can do their work in private for the Tzorach HaMoed, but they're not allowed to do so publicly. Now, it should be mutter because it's the Tzorach HaMoed, but since these people generally do work in very large volume, people who see them do it will think that they're just doing an uvda d'chol, a regular weekday activity, so we make them do it in private. A private person doing this can do it even in a public place, because generally he's not going to be doing it in such large quantities, so everyone's going to realize that he's only doing it the Tzorach HaMoed. We're talking about the professionals over here, they're doing such large quantities that it's going to look like it's not Tzorach HaMoed, so that's where we allow them. We allow them only in private and not in public. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Heim Hichmiru Al Atzman, that these workers that we're talking about were only machmer on themselves, they were machmer beyond what we required. We said they could do it, they just got to do it in private. They wouldn't even do it in private, even though they're allowed to do so. They added to the Isser, and wouldn't even do it in private. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalid, we said that you're not allowed to buy batim avadim and behemos unless it's l'tzorech hamoed or for the sake of the mocher who doesn't have what to eat otherwise. And we said that you're not allowed to move things from one house to another house that's a great distance away, but you're allowed to move things from your house into your chatzah, into another house within the same chatzah. And we said also you're not allowed to bring kelim from an uman's house, but if you're worried that they're going to get ruined in the uman's house, you're allowed to bring them to a chatzer that's near the uman's house, just not all the way to your own home. And then in Mishnah Hey, we learned that you can cover the drying figs out in your field with straw, and Rabbi Yehuda says not only that, you can even cover them with other figs by making a very thick pile of figs. And then we said that if you're selling clothing and kelim, you can only do a betzina letzarech hamoed. And then Mishnah Hay concluded by saying that people who are trappers and pounders of grain and grinders of beans can do their work only betzina, because they're working with such large quantities that it won't look good if it were done bifarhesia. And Rabbi Yossi says, but not only that, they were machmir on themselves to not even do it betzina, that they simply did not work on chol hamoed. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with the third parak of Maseches Moed Katan, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Aleph.